Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine. A spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus, Venus's Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu, Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience, with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual-emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Libra Navamsha. General characteristics of Libra Navamsha. Libra Navamsha emphasizes balance, harmony, fairness, and relationships. Individuals with planets in Libra Navamsha seek partnerships that are equitable, where both partners contribute equally to the relationship. They are drawn to partners who value diplomacy, beauty, and mutual respect. In relationships, these individuals thrive on creating peace and ensuring that both partners feel valued and heard. They are sensitive to issues of fairness and often take on the role of mediator in conflicts, ensuring that balance is restored. Sun as Dharakaraka, spouse characteristic in Libra Navamsha. The spouse is charismatic, diplomatic, and seeks leadership through maintaining balance and fairness. They take pride in their ability to create harmony in relationships and may often take on a leadership role within the partnership. Potential challenges. The partner may become narcissistic or too focused on maintaining appearances, seeking validation for their role as a mediator or leader. Union type. The relationship thrives on mutual respect, balance, and admiration. The spouse leads through diplomacy and charisma, ensuring that both partners feel equally valued. However, the need for validation or recognition may sometimes hinder deeper emotional connections. Moon as Dharakaraka in Libra Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Libra. The spouse is emotionally intuitive, nurturing, and seeks harmony through emotional balance. They focus on creating a peaceful and supportive environment in the relationship, ensuring that both partners' emotional needs are met. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally dependent or overly concerned with maintaining harmony at the expense of their own emotional needs. Union type. The relationship is emotionally driven, with the spouse ensuring that emotional balance and peace are maintained. The focus on harmony may sometimes lead to an avoidance of deeper emotional conflicts, which can build up over time if not addressed. Mars as Dharakaraka in Libra Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Libra Navamsha. The spouse is assertive yet seeks to maintain balance in the relationship. They bring energy and passion to the partnership, but they also recognize the importance of diplomacy and fairness in conflicts. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly assertive or competitive, leading to power struggles within the relationship as both partners strive to maintain balance. Union type. The relationship is marked by passion and fairness. Mars brings energy and action, while Libra ensures that this energy is channeled into maintaining harmony. However, conflicts may arise if the partner becomes too focused on asserting control or winning arguments. Mercury as Dharakaraka in Libra Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Libra Navamsha. The spouse is communicative, intellectual, and values diplomacy in their interactions. They enjoy discussing ideas and finding ways to maintain balance through clear communication and mutual understanding. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly analytical or detached from emotional concerns, focusing too much on intellectual balance rather than addressing emotional needs. Union type. The relationship thrives on communication and intellectual harmony. The spouse uses their communication skills to resolve conflicts and maintain balance, but there may be a need to address emotional concerns more deeply, as intellectualizing issues may lead to emotional distance. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Libra Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Libra Navamsha. The spouse is wise, generous, and values fairness and mutual growth in the relationship. They bring a sense of optimism and expansion to the partnership, focusing on the spiritual and emotional growth of both partners. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly focused on guiding or teaching, leading to an imbalance where they take on the role of mentor rather than an equal partner. Union type. The relationship is centered on mutual growth, wisdom, and balance. Jupiter brings optimism and a desire for fairness, but the relationship may become imbalanced if the partner assumes a guiding role, leaving the other partner feeling less empowered or less equal in the relationship. Venus as Dharakaraka in Libra Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Libra Navamsha. The spouse is romantic, charming, and seeks beauty and harmony in the relationship. They are deeply connected to the sensual and aesthetic aspects of the partnership, valuing love and balance above all. Potential challenges. The partner may become vain or overly focused on appearances, seeking external validation for their beauty and charm, which may detract from emotional depth in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is highly romantic and focused on love, beauty, and harmony. Venus enhances the sensual and emotional connection between partners, but there may be challenges if the focus remains too much on appearances or external validation, neglecting deeper emotional intimacy. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Libra Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Libra Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and values stability and fairness in the relationship. They bring structure and long-term commitment, ensuring that the relationship is built on a solid foundation of mutual respect and duty. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or overly rigid, focusing too much on responsibility and structure, leaving little room for emotional spontaneity or warmth. Union type. The relationship is grounded in stability, fairness, and long-term commitment. Saturn brings patience and perseverance, but the relationship may lack emotional warmth if the focus remains too much on responsibility and structure, without allowing space for emotional vulnerability. Haurahu as Dharakaraka in Libra Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Libra Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, charismatic, and intensely focused on achieving recognition and balance in the relationship. They bring excitement and unpredictability, often challenging traditional roles and expectations in the partnership. Potential challenges. The partner may become obsessive or manipulative, seeking control in the relationship through unconventional means, leading to potential instability or power struggles. Union type. The relationship is marked by excitement, intensity, and a desire for balance through unconventional approaches. Rahu brings an unpredictable energy to the partnership, often pushing boundaries and seeking unique ways to maintain harmony. However, this can lead to instability or manipulation if not balanced with emotional connection and mutual respect.